We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. This segment, I think you're going to like. It's Meat on the Table. We're going to talk about that here.
There you go. I thought that was a fitting. We just started talking about deer hunting real steadily in that last segment.
Yep.
Meat on the table. That's
well, we kind of ended talking about how much meat you'd have for the
exactly.
table.
Exactly. So we're going to finish talking about. We're going to talk about what bullets are going to make it happen for you. And most importantly, we're going to talk about Diamond Jim's right off the bat, because Diamond Jim's brings you this segment of the show. Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center on Dort Highway, Burton, Michigan, just south of Bristol. Outstanding service. Tire prices like you wouldn't believe. Well, you'll believe them, and you'll be darn happy, because it's going to leave you more money in your pocket because you're getting good tires at a great price. But brake jobs, everything. He just priced a brake job out for me this week for my son, and my son said, great, let's make it happen. So I said, that means I got to do it. So I'll end up taking the car over because we'll switch cars. Anyways, more work on John, but that's okay. He picks up my brass at the range for me, so that's okay.
Well, there's
that's a good trade-off.
Quid pro quo.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Okay. So you can get a hold of Diamond Jim's at 810-743-4210. That's Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center right on Dort Highway, Burton, Michigan. And tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show.
Set of tires I just got them for my car. Set for one of the station vehicles here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got good prices.
They
on tires.
Do. They do good prices.
Do good work.
And everything, all my vehicles right now have all been serviced by them, and they're all running perfect. So
let them know why you're thankful. There. Diamond Jim's, tell them you heard about them here on the Gunsmith Show.
On they're US right, 103.
Right around the corner from us, Dort Highway, just south of Bristol, and been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, they have. So this segment is called Meat on the Table. Get it done with a surety. And I mean that. If you hear horror stories, you hear people talking about going hunting and it's like, oh, I shot that deer and it didn't even act like it got hit. I know I hit it and I never saw it again. I looked for it for 2 hours. I never saw it again. Let me tell you, I've looked for deer all day long. It's a terrible feeling when you lose a deer. Sometimes you just don't hit them good. Sometimes it's always your fault. I mean, you do the best you can, but if you don't do your due diligence and you don't do a good job of shot placement and using the right bullet, and I want to talk to you right now about using the right bullets. Now, I'm going to tell you, I know so many people that don't even care. They just buy whatever the cheapest shells are on the shelf, and they go deer hunting. And those are the guys that come back, and next thing you know, they're at the bar drinking or something because they had a bad day of hunting and they missed their deer or they hit it and they didn't kill it. And, if you're going to deer hunt in Michigan, you should have a compass and a phone on you, a sharp knife, and probably, if you want to, a pair of gloves so that when you do get your deer, you can clean it and not get your hands all, nasty, bloody, but you're going to. Sharp knife because you got to gut it out. Compass because if you shoot it and it takes off running, you got to follow it and you got to figure out where you're at so that you know how to get back where you're going. Get it back to your vehicle so you can get it out of the woods. And the right bullet. Do not use full metal jacket or just pointed metal bullets. They need to have some type of an expansion to them so that if they hit bone, they expand and they mushroom out. For years, Remington has had the best ad ever for gun bullets, for deer hunting bullets, and they called it the deadliest mushroom in the woods. And it was the Remington Core-Lock bullet. Well, yeah, they're good bullets. They're very good bullets, and they have one of the number one killers of deer other than vehicles in the state of Michigan. But its terminal performance is what you want to have. So anything that expands, you can, if you picture when the bullet hits, it's got to penetrate the skin. Deer are considered a medium hide, a medium thickness animal, not a light skinned like a rabbit or a squirrel, but a medium skin. It's kind of heavy, not as heavy as a moose or an elk. But so those guns they use a little bit more pointed bullets. Where deer, we can usually get by with a round nose or a hollow point or an expanding flat nose bullet. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through what's on the market, what you should use, and what you shouldn't use. I'm telling you right now, if you're deer hunting with full metal jackets, you really shouldn't be doing it. And I've had a lot of people tell me that deer get pinholed, meaning the bullet passes right through, never expands, with a lot of the plastic tip bullets, especially the smaller caliber plastic tip bullets. If that plastic tip doesn't just immediately hit something solid, the bullet's not going to open up. So you got a 6-millimeter hole going in one side and a 6-millimeter hole going out the other side. I've done that with 223s before, shot deer with them. And if you don't use the right bullet, I used to use 55 grain soft points. Now I use a 75 grain hollow point or a 78 grain hollow point. They are tremendously better at killing deer. And I don't want to be morbid about this on a Saturday morning, but I want to teach you. Let's start with Remington. Remington has their core locked, which is basically a pointed soft point with a point that does open. They're not hollow points, but they're good, and they seem to do a good job, and they do mushroom out good. If you hit, and they used to always tell us, hit front shoulder, hit those bones, make those bullets expand, let the bullets do what they're supposed to do. And a lot of people have gone to just going for that heart shot, and which is okay, but it's a small target. No matter what the kinetic energy of what you hit them with, if you got enough power, it's going to do the trick, especially with a lot of those bullets from the guns we talked about in the last segment. All those large flat-nosed bullets are going to do the job. But if you're hunting with a poly tip or a pointed soft point, you got to really get that placement good, and they're designed to hit bone. You hit the bone, the bullet expands, turns into that 30 caliber bullet or a 35 caliber bullet will turn into a 3/4 inch wide slug, and it'll do a lot more damage. And you want that kinetic energy to stay in the deer and do what it's got to do. So Winchester has always had a really good one with their silver tips. Very soft point. It's an alloy point to a lead bullet with a copper jacket. So it's three different kinds of metals joined together. And Remington does the same thing. They have bronze tips, the plastic tips, and the core locks. But that silver tip is three different metals. Very nice. Opens up good. Expands very good. And then they've got the new ones. They're not silver tips, but they're called power points. And those are available in the 450 Bushmaster and everything. And pretty good, effective terminal performance in those guns. They also sell hollow points for 30-30s and other lever action guns. And I'm sure they're going to be coming out with some really good stuff for the 360 buck hammer as well. Not there yet, but these are all expanding loads. These are what you need to have. Winchester has ones called extreme performance bullets too, becoming more and more popular because they put them in their 350 Legend, which is a Winchester cartridge. So everybody's got these. Federal's got soft points and flat nose soft points. Flat nose is what you use in 30-30s. Dan, whenever you have a tube-fed gun and the bullet's got to slide into that tube under the barrel, those can't be pointed. They have to be a flat nose or a soft point. So those flat nose bullets are important for lever-action guns. Down here, Southern Michigan, with our straight-walled cartridges, our flat-nose cartridges are usually our handgun cartridges, like 44 Magnum, 357, the new 360 Buck Hammer. They can be in some of these lever actions. But you're safe with those bullets. They do have good terminal performance. If you want to spend some big money, you get the bullets that are all made out of copper. Barnes makes some tremendously popular bullets that are all copper. They expand like mad. They're built with like wings, so when they hit, they almost look like something from a tactical missile where the fins come out. Boy, they really do a job. But Barnes has the XPBs and the XPDs, just really, really super expanding bullets. But boy, you're going to pay for them. A lot of times you'll pay sometimes $3 to $4 every time you pull the trigger. So is it a gun you're going to shoot and practice with a lot? Well, you're going to spend some cash, but you're going to spend money no matter what
But you're also going to end up with meat on the table.
Meat on the table. And that's what it all boils down to. So I'm frugal. I know what I can do with a good soft point bullet. So that's pretty much what I use.
Yeah.
Sierra has the Game Kings. I have never seen so much damage to a deer in my life, but when I've used Sierra Game Kings, brutal. telling you what,
yeah.
When I hunt up Manistee, I hunt with a 30-06 and I use Sierra Game Kings, 168 grain Game Kings. It's a hollow point bottle, boat tail hollow point where the front is crimped like in to like a cross. And just does a tremendous amount of damage. But, man, does it stop deer. You know, if you don't want to chase deer, use the right bullet. Nossler has some great stuff, hollow point boat tails that work real well. But Hornady has literally, I saved them for last because, honestly, they've done such a good job. Hornady makes so much ammunition for the shotguns, those SST slugs I was talking about earlier, the 450 Bushmasters, the Legends. These bullets, I have never killed deer so well, but with a 450 Bushmaster with the FTX bullets. It's a pointed, flexible tip bullet, and the tip evaporates. It's gone once it hits. Opens up into a big hollow point, just does a tremendous job. So if you're shooting one of these straight wall cartridges, try to get something with the FTX bullets. You'll be very, very happy. That's not all they have. Hornady is kind of the king of the crop right now. They are amazing. We'll call them the cock of the walk. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. That's a southern term, that the cock of the walk. That's
it's a rooster that struts.
You know it. They're good.
Yeah.
Hornady is not messing around. They want to dominate the bullet business, and they're doing a great job. Their ELD bullets, extremely low drag, excellent for long range. If you're hunting somewhere up north where you're shooting for 400 or 500 yards, you're probably using ELD bullets. And then, of course, they have their interlock bullets, which are tremendously good. So do your diligence. Do your research. Know the distance and everything, all your ballistics of your bullet that you're using so that you understand your limitations. Because, like I said, Clint Eastwood said it best, a man's got to know his limitations. And good luck out there hunting. Vote before you hunt, okay? Vote before you hunt. That's the important part this year. Got it?
Seems to be a consistent theme.
Vote before you hunt.
Very important.
Vote before you hunt.
You're listening to The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1.
Join the NRA.